This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. As the Obama administration roars into the second term and the president begins drafting that State of the Union address, where are the opportunities for real reform, bold change, solid, tangible accomplishment? Yesterday, we took a look at education. Today, energy. The U.S. is caught in a bit of an energy dilemma, seeking energy independence through resources available here at home in the form of natural gas and coal and oil. But what about the goal of reducing carbon emissions by seeking renewable, non-carbon sources of energy, wind, solar, hydrogen, even nuclear? These energy options also point the way toward energy independence from oil-rich and unstable places in the world. Is there a policy that can reconcile the tensions between our abundant fossil fuel resources and our technological expertise at bringing renewables online? That's the challenge for the president. We'll examine that issue in a moment. We have Russell Gold, the crack energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal, with us. But first, the consequences of aggressive pursuit of energy independence through traditional means. Natural gas is abundant in North America. Getting it out of the ground can be a challenge, though. One of the most reliable approaches is something called fracking. You may have heard of it, busting up the layers of shale and rock below the surface of the earth to allow pockets of natural gas to flow upward and be pumped out of the ground. The demand for gas production in the oil and gas-rich state of Texas may be producing some unintended geologic consequences in the frack-weary plates underground. Mose Bushell is a reporter with State Impact Texas, an energy and environmental reporting project from NPR and KUT Austin, where he joins us from the studios of KUT. Mose, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
So I gather you guys down in Texas may have wildcatted your way into a mini earthquake zone, yes?
You know, it's fascinating. There's actually just another one up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area last night around 3.0.
An actual earthquake?
Yeah.
Now, are these linked to natural gas exploration? And I suppose, you know, the aggressive oil exploration may have altered things underground there in Texas over the last century or so. What are scientists and geologists and oil companies saying?
So where the science stands right now is actually, you know, close to where it stood as far back as in the 60s. We've known for a long time that when you dig deep injection wells and put water into them, that can cause seismic activity. And what it looks like is happening up in North Texas and in other parts of the state is that disposal wells, these are wells that are dug to store waste from our drilling operations, are causing seismic activity in places where it's never been seen before. In Dallas-Fort Worth, there were no reports of earthquakes until 2008. There have been over 50 now.
Now, we should point out the water you're talking about is the method of actually breaking up the rock. It's high-pressure water that's pumped down into the shale and rock, and it busts up the rock and produces the oil and gas. It's the water that actually does the breaking up of the earth, yes?
Well, you know, in this case, this is the byproduct of that. So that what you're talking about is fracking, right? And with these disposal wells, this is taking the water that comes up after that frack happens, and this is where they put it afterwards.
Now, is there any precedent for, I mean, we've been, you know, pulling stuff out of the earth for, you know, thousands of years, I suppose. But in the modern industrial era, is there precedent, scientific precedent for human-caused seismic activity around the world?
Yeah, you know, this has actually been recreated by scientists. Like I said, this has been a phenomenon that's been known about by oil men and scientists for decades, and it has happened in other parts of the world, and it's in fact been recreated at some points in kind of test cases where they've induced seismic activity through injecting stuff into the ground.
Does the EPA care that earthquakes are being caused by oil and gas production in the state of Texas?
There's an investigation ongoing on the part of the EPA that very little is known about. About around a year ago, we started hearing reports of it, often through other scientific sources. And there seems to be, I was just in touch with them yesterday. They say they're continuing to look at it and plan to issue a report, but there's no date for that. Like a lot of the investigations happening at the EPA right now, they seem to be kind of being postponed. So they're also looking to things like water contamination and fracking in general. And these things it's unclear, at least in terms of this one report on earthquakes, when it will come out.
Now, I'm, you know, no expert on earthquakes, but it seems to me a 3.0 magnitude quake in Texas might cause a few longhorn to stop grazing for a few seconds, and that's about it. Are companies concerned that this could pose a health hazard, could threaten urban areas, that sort of thing?
So, you know, you haven't heard, like I said, this has been going on for a while. Often it happens in some of our less populated parts of the state. And naturally, the impact would be much, wouldn't be nearly as great there. What's happening now in Dallas-Fort Worth is that people are feeling these things. They've never felt them before, and they're really freaking out about them. And there has not been any report of major damage so far. But of course, we're not sure, you know, possibly where this could lead. If there was a, you know, seismologists say if there was maybe a medium-sized earthquake, that could cause, you know, potentially cause damage. It's the science is kind of unclear right now when that could happen. If it does happen, it would be serious.
If something like that did happen, would there be something of an ideological split between the feds and state politicians in Texas, of course, that are very beholden in some sense to the oil and gas industry for obvious reasons?
There already is an ideological split to some degree, right, between the federal government and our state officials here. It would be unsurprising to see that continue on into this debate over seismicity. What we have, our state officials generally still kind of argue that there's no conclusive, or you know, they talk publicly about waiting for further research. In private, they acknowledge, of course, that these things can happen, but they say that the impacts are minimal. We haven't heard much from the federal government on the issue of seismicity, but like I said, that they are looking into it, and it would not be surprising if there wasn't more of this kind of continuing battle we see between Texas and the EPA along these lines. It wouldn't be surprising.
And the ground is grumbling underneath the Dallas-Fort Worth and Texas. Mose Bushel with State Impact Texas, an energy and environmental reporting project from NPR and KUT Austin.